You're listening to SBS News.
On a hilltop in Marikana, South Africa, a somber gathering is taking place. About 5,000 people have come here to mark 10 years since 34 miners were shot dead by police in what's become known as the Marikana Massacre. 34-year-old Mazoxela Magidiwane is one of the miners who survived the massacre, but the scars remain.
This is a day that I respect. Every year when this day comes round, I get shivers because I know that I shouldn't be alive today. I often ask God what He has in store for me. I know that He has a plan for me because how did I survive so many bullets? I'm shot 9 times, and I'm still alive.
The massacre on the 16th of August 2012 took place when police opened fire on striking miners outside a platinum mine in the northwest province town of Marikana. It was the worst such incident to take place in South Africa since the end of apartheid. News agency Reuters captured the killings on camera in footage that shocked South Africa and sparked outrage around the world. A commission of inquiry found that police were responsible for the killings, but to this day, not one person has been charged. Even the hilltop where the massacre took place stands bare, despite the promise of a memorial plaque to honour those killed. Zumika Nongu's husband was one of the miners killed that day. She says no one has been held responsible for her husband's death.
You know what? Life may continue, but if there is no peace, it is not easy because there is no forgiveness and also no one has been arrested. Given that these men died because of the police while the whole world was watching, there is still no one held accountable. People are living normally in their homes with their families. The policemen who killed are still roaming around. Our government still has not come to us, and we're on the 10th year.
Another widow of the massacre, Nasile Ngwei, says she and her family are still waiting for justice.
This incident happened when my son was 1 year. Now this child is 11 years. So always he's asking me, Mama, why did the police kill my father? So I don't have answers for that question, especially as to what the actual reason for the killings was.
The government has paid more than 170 million rand, or 14 million Australian dollars, in compensation to the victims of the massacre. A government statement says the money has gone to 280 claimants, who are mainly families of the slain mine workers and those injured or wrongfully arrested that day. The government says there are still 24 claims to be addressed by the end of August. At the memorial event, many wear T-shirts declaring 10 years of betrayal and are dressed in the green and black colours of the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, which led the protests 10 years ago. Widow Nasile Ngwei tells the crowd South African President Cyril Ramaphosa must come to Marikana and face them.
Actually, Cyril Ramaphosa can't say he is afraid to come to Marikana. He wasn't afraid in the beginning to send his men, to send police hippos, ambulances, hearses and everything else. They must not be afraid now because we want them to come to us. We have questions for Mr. Ramaphosa that we need to ask him face to face.
To make matters worse, the better paying conditions that the slain miners were protesting for have not materialised in the decade since the massacre. The Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union is now demanding a basic salary of at least 20,000 rand for the miners. That's significantly higher than what the striking miners demanded in 2012. And Union President Joseph Mutundwa says foreign companies should also be forced to invest in the communities where they mine.
There shouldn't be any mine or any company who will open a shaft with their license without developing the community first. Hospital must be there, university must be there, high school must be there, primary school must be there, crashes must be there, and tar road and all the facilities, the infrastructure for that community.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.
Yeah.